I'm John Batson with Michael Yan, who's just returned from Lake Gatun, which is the source of water needed for the Panama Canal. For weeks now, we've been reporting on a drought throughout Central America, but especially at the Panama Canal, which has obliged the operators of the canal to cut back on the traffic, a much longer line to get through, and when the traffic arrives, it has to offload its cargo and train across the isthmus, and then perhaps pick up the cargo at the other end. In other words, a lot slower transit. Now, Michael's just come back from the canal itself out on Lake Gatun, and he's going to introduce us to a swimming monkey. Michael, what did you find in Lake Gatun?
Yeah, that's right. We were just out in Gatun Lake, and it was there was a monkey swimming across the canal. I was out there with Brett Weinstein and Chris Martinson and Masako Ganaha, the journalist from Japan, and some other friends. And we were coming back from, you know, just rummaging around. We were looking for instance, some bats that Brett studies. Brett has studied this sort of bat called a tent-making bat. And we've been out in the jungles looking for these things. It's pretty cool. Actually, Brett's a biologist, evolutionary biologist. And so, and he studied in Panama. He studied on Barro Colorado Island. For those who are familiar with Panama, you know what I mean. It's a Smithsonian research facility. And so, so we were just out on, you know, on the canal, and we were on our way back, and, you know, everybody's getting kind of hot and tired and dry, even though you're drinking as much water as you can out there. And we're coming back and we saw something swimming. We're like, what's that thing? And, you know, at first it looked like maybe an otter. We got closer. It was a monkey swimming across the canal. And I mean, a wide part of the canal. And we thought, wow, you know, a crocodile might get that thing. And we stayed beside it for a while to, you know, make sure nothing, no crocodile or anything got it. And then this big, and he kept going to try to get to, we didn't want to let him in the boat, obviously. He might rip us to shreds. But I mean, this was a long swim and several hundred meters. And then this giant ship was coming, right? We looked at the math on the speed the monkey was going versus the ship, and we thought that they might intercept, and they did. Like, right on the ship came nose on this monkey, a giant ship, and the monkey, we thought it might drown, but and the monkey was trying to get hold of the ship, and I made video of this. I put it on Twitter like about an hour ago, and the monkey, you know, anyway, if you watch the video, which is online on my Twitter account, you'll see what happened with the monkey and how it all ended. It was really amazing. That monkey, he was really dedicated to getting to the other side of the canal.
Yes, the question is, does the monkey do this for tourism every week, or was this a one-off for the monkey? Now, Michael, about Lake Gatun, Gatun Lake, it's reported to be unusually low. Is that what you see?
It is. You know, it's not as low as it was the last time I was out there. There were still thousands of exposed trees. But it has, there has been some unseasonal rains, luckily. I mean, this was a gift from heaven that there's been rain during the dry season. It's still not enough, but at least it was something. And hopefully that'll continue. But, you know, it is supposed to be dry season now. Actually, when we were out there today, for a while it started to cloud up and we thought it might rain on us, but it didn't come. Then the heat came back.
And the canal, they were, the last time you were in Panama City, you were looking out over the canal from your hotel room, and they were loading the freight containers on trains and taking them across the isthmus. Is that still happening?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I mean, I can see Miraflores Locks out my window right now, and I can see the train. I can see the train track as I'm talking with you right now. So the train goes right by my window here. I see, yeah, they're loading, because since the water's so low, the ships can't carry as much as they would like to. So some of the ships have to offload some of the freight so that they can get through the canal.
And Panama has had a deal of trouble these last weeks. Is the hotel full? Are the stores full? Is a normal pedestrian traffic on the streets? Anything unusual?
Oh, yeah. You know, on the night that Chris Martinson and Brett Weinstein came, I I went shopping in one of the stores, you know, I took a video of it and put it on Twitter, and people were stunned. They're like, look at this. This is a great store, and the prices are lower than the United States. You know, a lot of people are having problems getting things in the United States now that they're used to getting. But down here, and the same was true in El Salvador and other countries I've been through recently, Guatemala, I mean, there's plenty of stock in the stores down here, and the prices are much lower. But in the United States, the prices are higher, and you know what's happening.
Sorry, I hit the wrong button trying to find the Panama Canal. Now, Michael, what we're seeing from your point of view, traveling back and forth between Panama City and the Gap, is that what was unusual and strange activity 3 years ago is now completely normalized. Is that, I'm generalizing, asking you because I've never been there. Everything's routine. Everybody knows where their places are. The business is proceeding on a daily basis. The center front is in charge at the border. The IOM is in place. The NGOs are there. The camps are functioning. And so if you hear about this passage and you're in the Indian Ocean Basin, you can book yourself to Quito and then hit the Darien Gap and keep going north to Mexico with no interruption. Is that what we're seeing, Michael?
Oh, yeah. You can just go right through. And, you know, I just took Brett Weinstein and Dr. Martinson, Chris Martinson, down to the end of the road. I was down there with Masako Ganaha again and Yavita, which is the end of Highway 1, and they are building a bridge down there now, and it's a substantial bridge. And when I mean, it's big, it's a huge bridge. I mean, and when I tell Panamanians that, they're like, no, they're not building a bridge down there. And they're like, they can't build a road into the Darien Gap. I'm like, are you kidding? They built a canal that opened up in 1914. My feet were just in the sand. I assure you they're building the bridge.
I've been down to it four times. The bridge for what? Tell us where what the bridge is going to do.
It goes deeper into the Darien Gap. I mean, and it's a substantial bridge. It's not, you know. And actually the people working on the bridge, they're like, they don't know what it's for. They're like, oh, they think it's for yucca. They're like, they got yucca down there. Yucca. Right. Okay. Yucca. It's big enough to, you could move a rocket over this bridge. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not a yucca bridge. Let's put it that way. It's going to be a substantial bridge.
And what will that bridge do? What does it advance? In other words, it's a bridge into the jungle. Is that what it is?
Yeah, but ultimately, it's clear that the Darien Gap will be opened up. And again, Panamanians are in complete denial about it. They're like, no, they'll never open the Darien Gap. That's impossible. I'm like, I don't know where you come up with the word impossible, because this canal opened in 1914, right? And that was 10 times harder than building a road through the Darien Gap. Building a road through the Darien Gap is strictly a function of money and time. That's all that it is. It can easily be built. And there's a lot of trees out there that are probably worth billions of dollars. Those trees are extremely valuable. When you look at the downstream value of those trees, some of them are extremely valuable. And the Chinese are taking those trees out hand over fist.
Michael Yan is in Panama City reporting one more time for his trip to the Darien Gap, where business is bursting, and at the Panama Canal, where the drought momentarily is not as severe as it was, but the drought continues in Central America. That's why why this is important is that there are two big canals, and both of them are now stressed, one by war fighting and the other by Mother Nature. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.